Κομμιά μου έκανα.
It's my very own creation. What's up, peeps?
Yeah, that's it. We got our own soundtrack.
Yeah, I was working hard today making a soundtrack. A little bit of background noise.
A little bit of background for a little bit of a month.
Yeah, atmosphere filler.
No more royalty-free music.
Something a bit relaxed while you're listening to us two mad bastards. Talking shy.
Yeah, so no cold open this time, like. Slowly pressing the record button while we're speaking.
Yeah. Well, there probably will be that eventually. What's the crack anyway?
Welcome back to Bit of Bands.
What's up?
Back on track. Back weekly episodes. Yeah. Don't know why I stalled there.
Weekly episodes of. We decided we're not going to try and structure too much all the time. We're just going to shoot the shit.
Yeah, kind of like with me and Tom. There was like sprinkles of game, but I think we just shredded on a bit.
We enjoyed that cartoon one as well. The cartoon one was top of the dome. I only listened to it back. I was in bits laughing. It was a bit weird listening to yourself shy talk.
Yeah, it's kind of
weird.
So I don't listen. I don't really listen to myself. I don't watch myself either.
Same as myself, really. Like, I have a look the odd time, but yeah, it's always weird for a performer to watch themselves back, I think.
I'm not into it. Like, when we done the film, I had to watch that film 3 fucking times. I was, it killed me each time. I don't listen, so I didn't know. If you listen to this on Spotify or anything, if you don't listen on YouTube, which is now up to date, by the way.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube channel is up to date, yeah.
We got a new picture. We got our new, logo. That
purpley blue thing
is gone.
I'm going to be designing a couple of new logos as well as the sound.
Wes going to do his own.
So I found something I can do now to contribute.
But I didn't know if you listen on Anchor or anything like that. There's because it comes from Anchor, there's your one comes in at the end going, you listen to a podcast made on Anchor.
Yeah.
You know you listen to Anchor.com. They're just using this for a bit of
sponsorship. We didn't make it on Anchor. But we use Anchor. Thanks, Anchor.
We use Anchor to upload. But I didn't know, if you're... Hopefully you don't use it as a sleep aid to go to sleep at night, and then when we go, bye.
Yeah, but that's all right, because then we'll be on the brain.
Welcome to Anchor.
Dreaming about us. Start putting subliminal messages in this now, just in case.
Get your money.
Yeah. Go buy donuts.
Yeah.
Or anyway, what is the crack?
Yeah, what's starting? So, we just made this on the fly, because, Anthem came out. We're not going to talk about Anthem, as in what the game is like.
Yeah, we heard some recent news in the gaming world about this game, Anthem. Now, I actually don't know anything about it. Louis knows more.
Anthem's a cover. It's like the Division, Destiny, that type of thing.
It actually sounds pretty alright.
But it's like behind the times when the Division and Destiny came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, it could have came out 10 years ago and it wouldn't really made a difference. It's a whole lot of nothing, basically.
Yeah,
we're not talking about that, okay? If you're into it, you're into it.
Talk about what it's doing Anthem, to people's PlayStations.
Anthem is breaking PS4s.
What the fuck? Yeah, this game is apparently breaking people's PlayStations by freezing the fuck out of it and just...
Yeah, hitting you with an error code. And then some people can't turn the console back. So instead of usually you get an error code, it goes, hey, you got an error code, submit report.
Yeah, blah, it just blah. Comes up error.
You're like, restart, back into the game. This game is making PS4 shit the bed so much, an error code comes up, and then the PlayStation doesn't know what to do. So it's just gone.
Good night, gone. Yeah, fuck you.
People can't turn the consoles back on with their controllers. They can't turn the consoles back on pressing the button. They have to whip out the plug.
Is there any idea of why this is happening?
Even EA said, we don't know what's going on. If you get an error report, please submit the report to help us out as much as you can.
Yeah, so what about the makers of Anthem? Do they know anything about this?
No one knows. Why are we having a clue what's going on?
When they tested it, did this not happen?
This is only happening now with a recent patch update that's coming in. So the patch has done something to make the game...
Maybe it's a virus.
Break.
Sony's getting hacked again. Fuck that, man. That happened before. I don't know.
That was Sony servers. But yeah, Anthem has gone so much that some people, when you...
If anybody knows anything about this game or it's happened to anyone, let us know there.
Yeah, what the crack is. And some people are saying now that the PS4s are actually bricked. So when you plug it out and plug it back in, it's not turning back on.
Yeah, so until that gets fixed,
don't play
the game. Your PlayStation's fucked.
You can play other games. Division 2 is coming out. Play that. Destiny 2 is out.
That game looks decent, though, the Division 2. I'm looking forward to that. Is that on my list or your list in the Fantasy League?
You got Division 2.
Did I?
Yeah,
I did, didn't I? Fuck you. Louis ahead on it, though.
We have a point.
I thought you said 4 points.
No, I have 4. You have 3.
Oh, what?
Half a point. Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
Speaking of Anthem, Anthem shit the bed with reviews as well and lost me 10 points.
Yeah, well, no shit. Like, do you know what I mean? The thing is breaking shit. PlayStation.
Oh, this is before. That shit.
Looks like.
Oh, I just the thought
reviews
of that.
Not going to go up no, any higher either.
I just thought of that.
That's one.
No, I think reviews are all out of the way now. That should be done.
I don't know. We don't actually. Do we know what games are are next to come out on the list?
Yeah, Shikiro.
Sekiro.
Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah, that game does look beast though.
Yeah, what I else want that now. I think Days Gone is coming out. Devil May Cry 5 is coming out this month. I don't know if Days Gone is April or March. I think it would be April actually.
Well, yeah, Sekiro. Anybody into that game? That game looks pretty fucking beast, man.
Your Pokemon game got announced finally. It's not just
Pokemon Gen 8. Release day?
It's 2019 and it's called Sword and Shield. So that's
Sword and Shield.
That's a definite for you.
So it's Pokemon and Zelda mixed together. What the fuck? Sword and Shield.
Days Gone.
So there's a few games.
Days Gone though, April 26th.
Now that's another one I want as well. Days Gone, yeah.
That's next month.
But that Sekiro game, that's we go back to that there. That looks alright, that game, man. The boss battles and stuff like that you were showing me. What's that?
That's just an antivirus thing popping up, sorry.
Anyway, but yeah, it looks pretty decent. There's a boss battle I've seen on YouTube where he's fighting him on a bridge.
Yeah, we're watching that, aren't we?
Looks fucking hard, man. You think at first you're like, yeah, simple 3-move pattern. Beat this fella. Next of all, there's about 10 different stages you have to go through after you beat that. Yeah, it looks pretty good, but it looks fucking hard.
So I showed guys a bit of Bloodborne because it reminded me of the big like stuff out of Bloodborne. And then I tried to get, because we were watching ninjas and samurais and all that. So I was like, right, I'll try to get the katana. No.
Yeah, good luck.
I went down to the well, the big shark boy, and couldn't fucking
roar,
do it.
Big fucking noise he makes. Roar.
Load of shite. Still haven't got that sword to this day in that game. Oh, wait, what
am I? Yeah, it's not. And then we found out it's not a katana, actually. It's a fucking cutlass.
It's a katana?
It's not. It's a cutlass.
It's because it's like a pirate sword. There's a dagger and it's whips out.
I know, but it's not a katana, man. Tell you. I've seen it.
The name and all is all oriental.
I tell you though, that PlayStation, that's Sekiro PlayStation. Oh man,
the PS4.
Yeah, there's a new PS4 edition.
It's lovely looking.
Oh man, looks beast. I want to get that.
It's a lovely one. I've seen somewhere a game. I think it could be wrong. I've seen somewhere that like GameStop only have one in America and they're giving it away. Like it's in a box.
Really?
Yeah, it's on like.
So they're not gonna have any here.
I'm not sure. I thought it was just a one-off from like off. Thing.
I want that PlayStation. I'll trade me white one in for that. But yeah, so any other news?
Not really, but when it comes to thinking of fucking, like Anthem's breaking shit, yeah?
Mm.
Like games are shit in the bed a lot lately. Fallout 76 shit the bed completely.
Yeah, there's a few games that aren't doing so well now.
Do you think, like the way games are going out, because games, publishers are trying to go for games as a service, which is online only, and you get updated, so you have a roadmap. Yeah. So like, here's the game, here's what's coming out for the year. It's like, well, you know what's coming out for the year, why not just release it all in one go instead of like
DLCs and stuff.
That's what, yeah, so here's the roadmap, here's what we have planned for the game. It's like, well, if it's planned for the game, and why not just make it
money? That's why.
Yeah, so that's the thing,
drag it out so they can make more money basically.
And then you have rushed games getting put out when release dates are promised, and then you have games like Fallout 76 and Anthem coming out, which
I think everyone's just fucking, all the publishers are just clambering over each other to release their games and be better, and it's all competition as well, but that's, I suppose it's not working well for the industry.
It's geek. Like, why not, like, do you think, my question to you is, do you think that they have an over-reliance on day one patches now? That doesn't matter.
What?
They have an over they're relying too much on the day one patch. Like, get the game out and we'll just patch and update in as soon as the game comes out. So
when the game release, like, is that not a good thing?
Well, why is the game not done? Like, why is your game not finished?
They are handy because you need them.
Okay, you need, but people are relying on them, I think. So for example,
The
Witcher.
Yeah, but the thing is because of the internet, I'm making games like that to accommodate that. You know what I mean? Like, whereas before the internet and all that, when they made games, they were done. They were done properly.
So
because it's all fucking, because of the competition and the market and the worldwide demand.
So, you know what I mean? Are you happy paying 70 quid for the game that people are putting you going, well, it's broken, but we'll fix it in time?
No, but like,
then why is that acceptable? Yeah,
but you can't, like, not, they're not necessarily broken.
Well, The Witcher came out. Yeah, and that a was really reliable patch needed that you needed was to stop you from falling through the map. And Geralt didn't die.
Well, I never, because
you had the patch.
Well, then I must have had it when I got the game. The patch, you know what I mean?
Geralt died.
Well, in fairness, yeah, Geralt didn't die. Get the Witcher when it first came out.
You had to pause and load. You say, Geralt just infinitely fell in a grave void. So it wasn't like all the way from the, like GTA sometimes.
But that never happened to me in the game. I never experienced patch, I did experience a shitload of other glitches. Because the patch glitches. Had
come out.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not talking about like little bugs and what you find where like...
But that's what I don't understand. How did they not... How? That's a pretty big fucking mistake. Like, it's a pretty big bug. So how the fuck did they not have that patched already before they released the game?
Because
something like that affects the fucking game. You
release
know
dates?
I
don't know.
I don't know. But either way, it was patched, which... The Witcher is an amazing game. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's a poor example.
Is it, though?
Because they did make that a hell of a lot better.
But the game came out and they said, no, we'll fix it in patches. So...
Yeah, well, that's poxy.
But you shouldn't be spending 70 quid on the game and they're going to go, we'll just put a day one patch out. Fix this, fix that. Do this, do that.
Suppose, yeah. But, like...
Whereas, if you had a PS2... All the way back to whatever. You got the game. Well, then,
you got the game and it was just the game.
That was it. And then... There wasn't a lot of crap in it that would bug out if it was a proper game, not like crappy fucking
like San Andreas or something.
Yeah, that had a lot of stuff behind it, you know what I mean? Yeah. They were constantly testing.
Like, that was a big old game, and there's not a lot of bugs in that game when you actually think about it.
And then, like, there was just hidden stuff, and that game has so much stuff, hidden on it, you need to unlock like the hot coffee fucking stuff. But
like, again, times were different, you know what I mean? Like,
the standards have dropped though.
They've dropped like, because of the high demand.
If San Andreas came out now, would all that stuff, like, would there be patches in it? Like, oh, shit. We patched the thing where we go to Ryder's house, all of a sudden, every NPC looks like Ryder. We're working on it. We knew about it. We were hoping to get it fixed when the game came out with a patch.
I don't know.
And like, you paid 70 quid for this.
There's good pros and cons to both. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, we need it.
Would you rather wait? I would have, because I'm a patient gamer. I haven't bought a brand new game in donkeys.
Oh, yeah. What, would I rather wait for them to take their time on a game?
It's going to take an extra 6 months to a year, but it's going to be, you won't need a day one patch.
Yeah, I'd wait for that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, like, that'd be all right. Well, provided that they stick to their word, you know what I mean? And it does come out perfect.
Yeah.
Not, like, without needing any patches, I mean, you know what I mean?
Other people, with everything as well, I think because of Twitter and all that, and people have direct access to devs and all that. They just hound them. Like, Apex came out. Apex isn't even out a fucking month. It's only about
a month. That's a fairly solid game, though.
Apex about a month. And there's a tweet on the Reddit. And someone said, hey, what's... Your man, Vince Capella, I think his name is. Something to do with Respawn. He goes, hey, what's the update on... What's the news? What's the update? He goes, on what? And he goes, on the Battle Pass. As in, like, a team where you buy to get all the content, you know? And he goes, well, the game's not even out 4 weeks. And you're asking me, relax, like... We're working on it. Like, the game's not even like a fucking wet day and they're going,
but this is what...
What story with that fucking update? You know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't have that back then as well. Like, just relax. Wait. Don't get bored.
But it's not like... You and me is grand. We're different. We're patient. But, like, a lot of the younger generations aren't. You know what I mean?
And it shows. And it's like, will you calm the fuck down? Move on to something else.
But because of all that high demand, that's what's fucking it up. You know what I mean? That's what's fucking everybody up.
Because I don't know. I think it's just a sad state of affairs. The game industry is absolutely fucking killing itself. And they don't care because all you want is money.
Well, that's, yeah.
A lot of developers lost their jobs.
You know what
a lot of developers lost their jobs. Like, yeah, Respawn. Is it Respawn? Shit, I can't remember. I think it was Respawn. Somebody just sacked about 600 people.
For what?
To make it, because it's just for making profit. So,
what?
Yeah, so like,
what do you mean for making profit?
You don't pay.
We're making too much money, good luck.
No, as in they're sacking people because the amount of money they made last year. Yeah. You can't make this year, so they're sacking people because they can't reach the same profit margin.
All right.
If you get, a good example is if you release a game,
yeah,
and every single person on this planet bought that game, every single person bought that game, you have 7.6 billion players. Yeah, next year you're not going to get the same thing because you're not going to get every single person to buy it again because you can't top it.
Not the same thing.
Well, there's more population, more people are born. Just taking it out of example. in a year's time, how can you top it if every single person bought it last year? You can't. Mm. So the way they see it is, well, if you can't do it last year, you're going to end up getting a loss. So what they want to do is they're going to cut expenses on their end. So you don't have to pay 600 people, you're going to make a profit in your bottom line, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all you care about. All you care about is games as a service. All you care about is just making money, and it's shit.
Well, clearly, it's like
it's crap.
Again, so don't buy Anthem.
If you value your PlayStation,
that, don't buy Anthem. So like, they don't give a fuck. They're literally making games now that break your PlayStation.
Yeah. If you want, like, I don't know.
No, play a good game. That fucking...
No, it's a good game.
What?
The Momo game all the kids are playing.
Oh, fuck that play the Momo thing. What's the story with that joke?
Momo's a hoax.
Seen a funny meme, though, with Momo's face on Michael Jackson. Shamomo.
Shamomo.
Shamomo, motherfuckers.
Momo's a hoax. Momo is not getting into your kids' Fortnite game.
That's a lot of shy people.
It's not in your kids' Fortnite. It's not in your kids' YouTube. Don't worry about it.
It's... Yeah, and if you do... happened to get a message from something called Momo, it's somebody acting the bollocks with a fake page proposing as this Momo thing.
I don't know, in fairness, you shouldn't be putting stuff up on Facebook going, hey, parents, beware, like, this is going on. Don't tell it, just be watching your kids. If your kid has a tablet under that age, what are you doing?
There's plenty of fucking parental blocks and all that shit that would stop that.
No, there was Facebook on a face WhatsApp messages between like the Momo and all that.
Yeah,
and I got tagged in it. It was a fucking
anybody mobile. Could be Momo on WhatsApp.
It wasn't even WhatsApp. It's a mobile game. Like WhatsApp is the game, and you press either an A and B response.
Oh, right.
But L ones don't know that. L ones are going, oh my god, it's on WhatsApp.
Yeah, well, yeah, the older generations, I guess, on the internet.
That's a Momo.
Oh, them people on Facebook are funny that believe it. All the shit, like.
Moms, watch out. My 7-year old is playing.
I can only imagine their phones and laptops must be riddled with viruses from just clicking into everything. Riddled with viruses. And then they complain, what's wrong with my computer? Stop clicking on fucking all this pop up shit. You know what I mean?
And you see it.
It's not hard to realise, this is a hoax.
If you're giving out your Facebook's getting hacked, it's probably because you're clicking on what type of fucking thong or what type of fucking celebrity you are, and they give access to these fucking Saudi Arabian fucking apps. Fuck off.
What will your life be in the next 5 years and all? It's like, what? You're going to let Facebook tell you that?
What celebrity is texting you?
Fair enough, it might be a bit of crack, but yeah, again, the shit that you're clicking on is riddled with fucking words.
What celebrity is texting you? And it's just like a really badly crossed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ones with Conor McGregor and Donald Trump.
But answer your phone, I'm in Coppers, where are you? Yeah.
That fella is a legend. Oh, Facebook, Conor McGregor told me I was a legend.
Boy, LOL.ie or something like that.
Yeah, like fucking. As if Conor's sitting at home. We're about 50 laptops around them talking to the world going, I love everybody. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it's fucking...
Oh, Jesus.
How do people believe that shit?
Margaret McGuire, you're fucking gorgeous.
Yeah, some random fucking...
50 missed calls. They're just
automated fucking machines.
And you're wondering why you're getting fucking phone calls off fucking Slovakia and Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Eating all your credit and fucking...
Just stop doing it. I love the ones where the, like, mammies are afraid of mama.
Does Twitter have all that shit? I'm not on Twitter.
A lot of Russian bots.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
But I couldn't stop laughing at the... Because I started looking on mammy's pages, like, when the Momo came around, just see how ridiculous they were. As in how
people sharing them?
Clueless, as in, mammy, like, beware stuff.
Mm.
And people like, Momo's in Fortnite. It's like, no.
How was Momo? Yeah, he's a player. There's a player on it.
$1 billion fucking game has not been hacked by
Momo.
It's someone on a mic telling kids to fuck off.
but what?
Even the same things, like,
think about it, though.
Sexual predators.
Even if,
on,
say, for example, this Momo thing.
Like, there's probably people out there that are bad. I get it.
Who is it? Like, I mean, who the fuck is this weirdo?
We're not saying that, there's, like,
I'm
you
pretty
shouldn't.
Sure they'd find that person. If there was somebody on the internet telling kids to harm themselves, the police would fucking trace them. Do you know what I mean?
We're not saying don't monitor your kids online.
Especially on Fortnite. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but if you're on Fortnite, you come across a kid. I'm just saying, more than likely, if you think someone made sexual advances towards a kid on Fortnite, they didn't. It's another 12-year-old telling them to fuck off and suck their dick and they rode your mat.
Possibly,
that's
yeah.
it.
Like,
take
it
us. We grew up in the
and
area.
It's not, it's not impossible that there are fucking weirdos on games. But like,
9.9 times out of 10, it's people getting annoyed.
Yeah, basically, there's a small chance that your child is going to be abducted from Fortnite. or do something like that, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
But I'm just saying, as well, we grew up playing online games.
We played lives.
Modern Warfare 2 online. I can tell you right now, the amount of people who have claimed to have slept with my mother.
Yeah, fuck your mom. It's not Momo, it's some 12-year-old.
It's a 12-year-old getting mad at your kid because they just won't stop building or whatever.
Some 12-year-olds go as far as making fake Momo pages and start hassling you. That's how rage these motherfuckers get nowadays.
But thankfully, it's all gone now. It has died down the bits again.
It was out like 2 years ago.
Yeah, because I took a screenshot of Momo and I put it in the chat group. It was the picture.
I remember that.
It was a picture of our gosses and part of the chat group, and I just put the yoke sign.
And it was also fucking at one stage. I think it was part of one of those chain messages. That was like, this is Momo. If you don't forward it, Momo's going to haunt you. Or some shit like that. So Momo is a jack of all trades, y'all.
I know. Momo looks like it's been like on it.
Momo's the king scam artist, right? Yeah, Momo's on a sesh.
Momo's been on it.
On it for the last week.
Always.
Will you get another one? That's how Momo looks at you. When it's 6 a.m. and you're sitting around the kitchen table going, we get another one.
Yeah,
that's bell, Momo.
Bell down boards again there.
That's what it means, Momo bags.
Yeah.
Mo bags,
come on.
We
get Momo.
Fuck Momo, right?
You cracked it.
All you gullible parents out there. I'm not even a parent, for fuck's sake. Stop believing in that shit.
No, like, it's so funny the fact that you think, like, Fortnite, Epic Games, $1 billion fucking franchise has been hacked.
Look, just monitor your kids on games.
Just monitor your kids in general. It's not that fucking hard.
Do you know what I mean?
Stop scaremongering shit.
Yeah.
Like, fucking idiots.
Anyway, rant over. Bit of rants. Went into a bit of rants there.
Yeah. Which was the last podcast we did before Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it was a fucking...
This is just a really quick thing. Just know that we made our little soundtrack. We've just changed our picture.
We've been getting the ball rolling now.
We've cracked the case of Momo, so don't worry about that anymore, parents.
So yeah, we've also got guests coming on. We've had Tom O'Martney already.
Yeah, brother.
And we made
the podcast, as you said on it as well.
Oh, exactly, yeah. Shout out to Tom for that, yeah. Cheers, man.
Well, I'm better.
But and then we have one of our next guests will be a girl called Nadine Flynn, who is a fantastic writer that I know. And well, he was being very lucky to be cast in one of our plays recently called Pork. She is currently now working in RTE as a writer or an editor. Sorry, Nadine, if I don't get this right. I'm sure she'll correct it when she's on. But she is also a hardcore girl gamer. She's big into games, you know what I mean?
Girl
like,
gamer.
In that sense.
Are we boy gamers?
Like, we're hardcore gamers in the sense that we're big into the gaming world. That's what I mean. But anyway, she's coming on, and there'll be a few interesting topics. Like, one of the things that we were chatting about that we're going to discuss is girls' views, girls' perspective, basically, a girl gamer's perspective online and stuff like that. Because one of the things she told me that is girls are constantly getting mistaken for, like, little boys and stuff like that. Or for a girl, I'm assuming, like, times it's a bit creepy. You know what I mean? Like, you got all those weirdos.
Yeah,
as soon as you know there's a girl in the game, they get flooded out of it, like, you know what I mean? So we talk about funny things like that and getting her view. That'd be funny. So shout out to Nadine. Looking forward to seeing
this podcast. Hasn't happened yet. This could be a pure serious conversation. Like,
when we go know. Like, well, I hope.
As soon as people find out I'm a girl, it's like flash, you know, like now dark. Now flashbacks are just zooms in. And, you know, the message only come going bing 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 bing.
I don't know. You know, there'll be ups and downs, I'm assuming. So that's something to look forward to. We've also got...
Do you think they're a 12-year-old boy?
They do! That's what she told me. That's fucking, what Nadine told me. Like,
fucking Momo when you meet up. Bollocks! You're not a little kid.
Like,
fuck.
What, you're like 10 and all? She's like, no, I'm a girl. You know what I mean? That's what she told me anyway. So
Momo was left to chat.
It'd be interesting to get our perspective on that. Like, because I'm sure there's plenty of other girls out there that can relate to it. You know what I mean?
But yeah, that's just that. We won't harp on too much. I think like fucking 50% of these podcasts are just going, here's what's going to happen next.
Well, no. Not really. What are we talking about, Momo there?
No, as in, like, sprinkled in discussion, like, we're going to do this, we're going to do that.
But anyway, we've got plans and stuff. So we're getting the ball rolling on the likes
of
stuff like
we're
that.
Starting the revamp now, we're happy with it, and we're going to keep at it.
Yeah, I'm going to start designing my own little sketch art and stuff. I'm going to start drawing cartoons of me and Louie and stuff like that. So when we put that up, any feedback is welcome on that. See how you like the imagery.
Don't be afraid. I mean, there's over like 300 on that page. Don't be afraid.
Yeah. So anyway.
We thought we'd keep this one quick and simple and nice and quick. Yeah.
Brief.
This is the just in case we don't get the DNA this week. We can put this out this week.
Yeah, we can put this one out, and anyway, either way, so.
Also, happy Pancake Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, shit.
I'll be making pancakes.
Pancake fucking Tuesday.
I'll be making pancakes, not making them big fucking flip floppy foreskin crepes that you call pancakes.
Yeah, hang on, there's nothing wrong with them now. My dad
makes
them.
Yeah, they're crepes. I was raising them thinking they were pancakes.
It's still the same thing. Crepe is a pancake.
And then I look at, like, cartoons, and they've got these big stacks with a little square of butter.
You have
on
to have that maple syrup, though.
And I'm like, they're pancakes. I want them. That's a cartoon. I want them. And then we get a stack of Irish pancakes.
Yeah, but they're nice, man. My dad used to make them all the time.
I can make
them. See, there's different.
But they're crepes.
They go nice with different things. Like, you put a bit of butter and sugar on them, and they'll wobble. But on the thick, fluffy pancakes, you have to slaughter them with maple syrup. Or a bit of honey or something.
Probably an unpopular opinion.
Maybe some Nutella.
Probably an unpopular opinion. But if you put lemon on your lemon juice on your pancakes, you're an absolute fucking...
Yeah, I don't like that either.
You're an absolute fucking scumbag.
I agree with that. I don't like lemon juice.
I don't give a fuck what you say. If you have that little lemon thing that stays in your press and breaks out every
sits
year.
Sits in your fridge for about
one,
6 years.
Yeah. One, throw that moldy piece of shit out. And two, you're an absolute fucking predator. No. Don't care.
Fuck lemon juice.
Fuck lemon juice on pancakes.
Yeah, I don't like that on pancakes myself. It's not nice. Yep.
That's what we
sugar.
Know. That's
sugar
we know
and butter.
That's how we know now.
Chocolate.
Listening. The influx of
all the lemon people are be like, what? Fuck
what you
yeah,
mean?
What you mean? Put a bit of lemon on that nail. No. Can't be doing it. Can't be doing it, right? Fuck off with your lemon.
I actually thought you'd like lemon on pancakes.
No.
I thought this would have started a little debate going on.
No.
Now. This was a straight up attack.
This is straight up fuck lemon people.
I hope lemon people isn't like a derogatory term that you use on the internet or something.
No, like people who put lemon juice on
pancakes,
just
going,
to clarify.
We're just going like, fuck lemon people, and they're going, oh.
Lemon people, will we search on lemon people? You're going to get some fucked up porno website now, watch.
People, not party.
Yeah, but I bet you something weird is going to pop up. Always
lemon people.
Fuck
lemon
off.
People is the sex workstation hentai magnet.
I fucking told you.
What?
It's some fucked up manga bleeding crazy Japanese.
Is this Japanese
cartoon.
Sex?
Yeah.
It's harmful.
Lemon people.
It was.
This is fucked up. What the fuck, man? Fuck the. Yeah, but anyway, I'm sticking to my guns here. Fuck lemon people.
There was
people.
A growing movement in Japan to censor magazines because some viewed them as harmful to young people.
So fuck lemon people.
What is lemon people?
I don't know. Some crazy weird manga thing. Anybody that listens to this,
you know,
anybody that knows their anime, be like, yeah, what's wrong with lemon people?
Ah, oh, shit. Fucking
anyway,
the guards with the no, you know what? It's only in the Megans, not mine, so that's on horse registry.
Lemon people.
FBI, anyway. Open up.
Yeah, fuck's sake.
Alright.
Anyway, so that's the weird. That's the internet again.
Alright, let's finish up here.
Leave us dwelling on
that. So the way it is, don't buy lemon people. Don't put lemon on your pancakes or whatever you fucking do.
Don't get Anthem.
PS4, do not buy Anthem.
Yeah, don't do that shit.
If we ever start reviewing games, we are on EA's
blacklist
right now.
Like and listen to the podcast and subscribe.
Like, listen, subscribe. Yes. If you like this little beat, let us know because I can throw it up on the. I can actually throw it up if
what
on our Spotify if you want.
The little soundtrack thing?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. As well as that, I have a few ideas for a couple more. Maybe we can mix and match on different podcasts. So we'll see. Anyway.
Thanks, Wes. Sorry, I'm choking.
Thanks, Wes.
Cheers,
that's that for today. Thank you.
Thanks for listening.
Cheers, folks.
And as the saying goes, bit of bounce this, bit of bounce that, bit of bounce crack, bit of bounce what?
What?
I don't know.
What the fuck is that?
cheers, Wes. Thanks again.
Thanks
for the beat, honestly.
Yeah, no worries.
Knocked that out in about less than an hour we did. It was nice.
It is. Nice little touch.
Yep. And so take it easy.
And if it's easy,
take it home.
Peace.